Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's more to talk about, you know, not just stadium stuff. And I know it's been discussed ad nauseum. I know people who are tired of hearing about it. To be honest with you, I'm kind of tired of talking about it. I just want to know what's happening. Somebody just tell me what's happening. That's all that most people, I think, are waiting on. But the All-Star voting officially opened today. You can vote for one player at every position per league. As of now, you cannot vote for pitching. It is only position players. First, second, third, short, catcher, outfield, DH. That is what you vote on as of right now. So we were having this discussion prior to the show when we were prepping, Rob. If you look at this Royals team on paper, you look across the league, who are the obvious selection or selections for this Kansas City Royals team? For my money, I think this Royals team right now has 4 All-Stars. One or two of them much more obvious than the others, but I think this Royals team could have as many as 4 All-Stars. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be an All-Star. I don't think that's a conversation that could be debated really by anybody. I mean, he's hitting .287 this year with 7 home runs and 35 RBIs. So the power numbers are certainly down this year compared to what we've seen from him in the past. But among the qualified candidates for the American League shortstop for the All-Star voting, he's tied for the 3rd most home runs by a shortstop in the AL among these guys. The only ones ahead of him, Jeremy Peña of the Astros and Zach Neto from the Los Angeles Angels. Neto's got 10, Peña's got 9, and then Bobby's tied with a slew of guys with 7. He's hitting .287, which I believe is the 4th highest among the guys on this list, behind Chase Meidrith from the White Sox, Peña with the Astros, and then Jacob Wilson with the Athletics. The 35 RBIs that he has, though, are the most among the shortstops eligible for the voting in the American League. Plus, he's got the name recognition, right? I mean, I look at what Jeremy Peña is doing in Houston, and I look at what Jacob Wilson is doing for the Athletics, but how many people that aren't, you know, sports fans or sports, I guess, fanatics is the better way to phrase it. The people that pay attention every day, right? For the everyday fan, for the person who just casually follows baseball, how many of those people know who Jacob Wilson or Jeremy Peña even are? So Bobby Witt Jr., he's having a good enough year and he's got the name recognition. Bobby Witt Jr. is probably the obvious All-Star right now. You look at the pitching staff. Chris Bubich is probably an All-Star right now, although you can't vote on pitching at the moment. But He's the reigning American League pitcher of the month. He's got an ERA that is the best in Major League Baseball right now. Chris Bubich is an all-star. And then probably Carlos Estevez. I know that you, when we were talking, you had mentioned Estevez as a possible starting option or a possible all-star option. He's got 17 saves this year, which as it stands now is the second most in Major League Baseball behind only Robert Suarez of the San Diego Padres. And he's got a phenomenal 1.71 ERA. So yeah, I would say Estevez, probably another guy that you can comfortably say is playing at an all-star level. And then the relief pitching is when things kind of get a little bit more strange. You don't see a lot of relievers make the all-star game. But for my money, I think Mikel Garcia is going to be an all-star. I really do. I mean, he's been the best hitter on this Royals team. Let's face it, he has hit the ball better here through the first 2.5 months of the year than Bobby Witt Jr. has. And Bobby's not hitting poorly. Mikel Garcia is hitting nearly .320. He's got good enough power numbers in his slugging percentage, and he gets on base regularly. And when he has a multi-hit game, the Royals seem to win a hell of a lot more than they lose. So those are the four that I...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I look at Bubich, Witt, Mikel Garcia, and Carlos Estevez as guys that could, and I believe will, make the All-Star game for the Kansas City Royals.
So here's the gift and the curse of the All-Star game. And I'm not breaking new ground here. But as much as we vote as fans on the starters based on who's deserving, it also becomes a popularity contest. Yeah. So I think the Royals are both going to get helped and hurt in their All-Star, you know, appearances. Unless Kansas City comes with a ballot like it's 2014, they're both going to get helped and hurt by the name cachet. I think Mikel Garcia is going to get screwed by name cachet because at third base in the American League, he is fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez is just better than him, like fair. First and foremost. Like, this is not an anti-Mikel.
That's
point.
Probably the best third baseman in baseball.
Yeah, Jose Ramirez is awesome. Also, Alex Bregman has a lot more name cachet, and he plays in a town where people can get more votes in just by pure volume. No person in Boston, Nantucket, or the suburban area is going to be like, you know what? I think I'll vote Mikel Garcia over Alex Bregman. That's not a thing. And even if everyone in Kansas City, Overland Park, Blue Springs, Belton, all the way down to Harrisonville did it, they ain't beating Boston. So that's the curse of what could, you know, affect Mikel's ability to make the All-Star game. I also think a name you didn't mention and a player who is not deserving based on his on-field performance that I think will be an all-star is Salvador Perez. Mm. Salvador Perez's name cachet still carries a lot of weight. And if we looked back at all-star game rosters of old, I'm betting There are players who are in the twilight of their career that caught an All-Star game invite when you thought, was he really the best player at that position
Yadier Molina for about four straight years.
Yadier Molina is an excellent example, but there are other players. If we comb through every year of starters, you'd be like, huh, that one stands out. Was the All-Star game in that town, or was it a guy who had some name cachet, and even though he probably wasn't the best player at that position anymore, it was going to get the vote. And Salvador Perez, despite his 229, no pop, no homer, all those things, is a consistent Gold Glover, likely Hall of Famer, and was a World Series MVP. And I would say until probably this year, he was mostly the face of the Royals organization. I mean, anything about last year when the Royals clinched the going to the postseason. Who is in the middle of those postseason celebration videos all over social media? It's Salvador Perez. So I think Perez is going to make the All-Star game on the fan vote, because if you ask the average fan in Dallas, Texas, or in, you know, what's another AL city, in Tampa Bay, hey, who's the best catcher in the AL? They would probably like, Perez. They wouldn't do the math to find that it's Cal Raleigh from Seattle by a large margin. So I think you're right about the number, and the pitchers always do get kind of hinky because manager decision, but I think Salvador Perez is going to be an All-Star because his name cachet, and I think he's getting that twilight of his career moment, and it's not deserving, which is a weird thing to say in Kansas City, and Kansas City knows it, but I think he's going to get it regardless.
It really wouldn't surprise me, and especially you look at the names for catcher in the American League this year. There aren't a lot that pop. And even as somebody who, you know, I'm not the biggest baseball fan in the world, but I still follow the sport, right? I had never heard of Dylan Dingler until this year with the Detroit Tigers, who's hitting 295, six home runs, 25 RBIs, and an OPS at nearly 800. Never heard of him. You know, I had never really heard of Alejandro Kirk, at least, you know, not to any real, you know, substantive extent. He's hitting nearly 300 this year, although the power numbers leave quite a bit to be desired there. Yeah, Cal Raleigh, who, hey, in case you're wondering who leads Major League Baseball in home runs, no, it's not Shohei Ohtani. No, it's not Aaron Judge. It's catcher Cal Raleigh from the Seattle Mariners, who is hitting just under 260 with 23 bombs and 45 RBIs. In fact, of the catchers on this list in the American League, second in most RBIs is Austin Wells of the Yankees with 32. He has got 13 more RBIs than the next catcher on that list. And lest we forget, we're talking about name recognition. When you're looking at catchers in the American League, the only other name that really pops out at you is Adley Rutschman of the Baltimore Orioles, who was the starter at catcher a year ago in the American League. And he is even less deserving than Salvador Perez is, hitting a paltry 214. Five home runs, only 15 RBIs on the entire year. Who's to say Adley Rutschman doesn't get in because of name recognition? I don't know, man. It's hard when it's based off of less on, you know, maybe the on the field stuff and more a popularity contest. And that's the risk you take with something like this. When you do the All-Star voting and you open it up to the fans, which is great that they do that, but it becomes a popularity contest because there's no way to there's no way to make sure that the people who are doing the voting for the All-Star game are number one, objective and unbiased in their stance on voting. Or number three, that they follow the game closely, right? There's no way to stop somebody from Baltimore or a bunch of people in the city of Baltimore, the bunch of people in New York or Boston or wherever, from just blanket voting for every single player on their lineup, whether they're deserving of it or not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.